BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The first witness at Donald Trump's hush money trial has told the court in New York about a secret deal to block stories that might have damaged his presidential bid in 2016. The former publisher of the National Enquirer tabloid, David Pecker, said he agreed with Mr. Trump to buy the exclusive rights to such stories but didn't print them. Earlier, prosecutors asked the judge to punish Mr. Trump for breaching a gagging order by publicly criticizing witnesses and jurors. Speaking outside court, Mr. Trump expressed his displeasure.
I'd love to talk to you people. I'd love to say everything that's on my mind, but I'm restricted because I have a gag order. I think it's a disgrace. It's totally unconstitutional. I don't believe it's never, not to this extent, ever happened before. I'm not allowed to defend myself, and yet other people are allowed to say whatever they want about me. Very, very unfair.
The US Senate is debating the final passage of four foreign aid bills that would send billions of dollars in military assistance to Ukraine, Israel and Taiwan. The Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer praised the decision to advance the bill, calling it a victory for democracy and bipartisanship.
In a resounding bipartisan vote, the relentless work of six long months has paid off. Congress is sending the supplemental to President Biden's desk. Getting this done was one of the greatest achievements the Senate has faced in years, perhaps decades. Today, those in Congress who stand on the side of democracy are winning the day.
On Saturday, the House of Representatives ended months of stalemate to pass the aid package. The US government says allegations that Israeli forces buried more than 300 Palestinians in a mass grave at a medical complex in Gaza are incredibly troubling. A State Department spokesman said it was seeking the Israeli government's response. Earlier, Israel's military rejected the Palestinian accusation, calling it baseless and unfounded. University students and professors are marching in the Argentine capital to protest against cuts to higher education, Clitzia Sala reports.
Tens of thousands of people are marching in Buenos Aires, indicating the scale of resistance that the ultra-liberal president Javier Milei may face in implementing his planned spending cuts. In line with his promise to achieve fiscal balance, Mr. Milei approved the same university funding levels for the current year as in 2023. But as inflation soared, the measure in effect reduced the real value of higher education spending by as much as 80%. University leaders are warning that some institutions may have to close within months.
BBC News. Two more parties in Venezuela have thrown their support behind a unity opposition candidate for the presidential election in July. The parties announced the electoral authority had allowed them to list Edmundo González on the ballot. Venezuela's main opposition coalition had already confirmed it would back Mr. González as its choice to challenge President Nicolas Maduro. Tesla has reported a huge fall in profits. They were down more than 50% in the first 3 months of the year, compared with the same period last year. Tesla has warned investors of slower growth as competition from Chinese manufacturers intensifies. Here's Erin Delmore.
It's been a rocky road for Tesla this year. Higher interest rates are taking a bite out of consumers' purchasing power and pushing big purchases out of reach. Competition with China, especially rival electric vehicle maker BYD, is heating up. Sales have been falling, and so has Tesla's stock. It's down more than 40% this year. The company has been cutting prices and announced layoffs. And then on Tuesday, the company reported its first quarter earnings, missing expectations on earnings and revenue. And the company is anticipating lower deliveries this year compared to 2023.
The Italian parliament has passed a controversial law allowing anti-abortion activists to be present in government-funded abortion clinics. Pro-choice campaigners worry it will add to the pressures on women who are considering a termination. The Prime Minister, Giorgia Meloni, made the bill a confidence issue. A 60-year-old Argentine woman has become the first contestant of her age to win the title of Miss Universe for Buenos Aires. Alejandra Rodriguez will represent the region in the final of the national competition. The lawyer and journalist says she wants to demonstrate to all women that beauty knows no age. BBC News.